Today's share in the Dear Shu Mishnah Berurah Yomi program is Daf Reish Chaf Hei Omud Beis. And we're in the fourth volume of Mishnah Berurah, and Be'ezus Hashem are going to finish off the beautiful long Simen Shin Samach Gimel today. We're picking up on the very first word of the Omud over here. We just need to remind ourselves of what case we've been talking about till now in Sif Lamed Gimel. And you can see this in Dear Shu footnote number 131. The diagram there will hopefully be a reminder to everybody that we're dealing with a Mavoi that originally was 20 Amos wide, which would be too much to be normally sealed off by either a Korah or a Lechi. And what we've done over there was put a board that is 4 Amos long to create a new wall and to basically split the Mavoi down the middle. And now you have a Mavoi on the left and a Mavoi on the right. And in the back, they're connected and open together. And that's what we're going to further discuss today. So we pick up with the words of the Mechaber, again, the very first words on Reish Chaf Hei Omud Beis. From the back, umash min hapas ad kosel ha emtsoi shemavoi yesh lo din mavoi okum. The reason why this works over here is because the open space in the back connecting the two mavois, the one on the left and the one on the right, that has the halachic status of a bent mavoi. We're going to learn more about a bent mavoi in the upcoming shiurim, but basically what you're talking about would be a classical mavoi okum, would be a mavoi that's opened up on two sides, but there's a right angle in the middle of the mavoi. So it opens up, for example, on the south side and on the east side, facing to the Rishus HaRabim or the Carmelis that it's opening up into, and there's a bend in the middle of the mavoi. So we halachically view this over here as a bend in the back of the mavoi. And therefore, the Mechaber is telling us that's why this is considered good over here. And the Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Kuf Mem tells us, Rosh Shalomar, Chutz Tikkun HaKoreh She'oseh BePesach HaMavi, beside the tikkun that we have to do with the front of the Mavi to make it not 20 Amos, but to make it into two separate 10 Amo Mavis, the left and the right Mavi. Tzarech Lasos O Tikkun BeSof Orech HaPas. You have to make another tikkun over here in the back, Kedin Mavi Okum, like the halachic thing that you must do in a right angle Mavi, which we're going to learn about in Yirtzeh Hashem in the next Simen, in Simen Shin Samach Dalet, at the end of Sof Sif Gimel, where it's going to tell us over there, Vafilu Ein Shom Etzer Amos Min Sof Orech HaPas Ad Kosel Oim Tzoy, even though the distance between the four Amo Pas and the back wall of this Mavi is less than 10 Amos, this Mandiyomer over here requires that you make some sort of a tikkun over here at the okum, at the bent part, which we're halachically saying over here, is the back part from the 4 amo pas until the back wall. Even if it's less than 10 amos, you still have to make a tikkun. As the Mechaber tells us now, shahare elu shnei hamavos misakmin, they're considered halachically bent, ube'emtza pesuchim, and they're open in the middle, b'shnei roshayim lusha sarabim. So therefore, they're halachically considered over here in the front as being open on two sides, and therefore, the bend in the middle, even though it's not physically much of a bend over here, requires having a correction over here. How do you go and correct it? So the Mishnah Berurah explains, in Sif Kotten Kuf Mem Aleph, tzorech lomar misakmin b'emtza upsuchim, that the middle over here in the back is considered a bend, and the way to correct this is to put in a tzuras ha-pesach, as the Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot and Kuf Mem Beis. V'yalkein tzorech lasos tzurach ha-pesach b'sof orech ha-pas ad kosel ho-emtsoi kenegdo. And therefore, and you can see this in Dirshu footnote number 136 in the diagram, in order to, so to say, correct the bend in this mavui, what makes it into a mavui okum, you have to go and correct it with a tzuras ha-pesach, as you can see in the diagram in the back. Sharet Zion, Os Kuflamet, brings from the Prima Gadim that there are other ways you could correct this as well. This is just the way that is given to us over here. Mishnah Berurah continues and he says, V'domi kimosha yaose pas li'orach kol ha-mavi. By filling in the Tzuras HaPesach over here, it's as if you had a board going all the way from the end of the 4 Amah Pas all the way to the back, and then you have a full-fledged mechitza the whole way through, and then you certainly have two separate mavis in this situation, each which is enclosed on three sides and open with a not greater than 10 Amah opening to the Rishus HaRabim. Therefore, each is now a separate mavi, and each one is perfectly good. So this is the first machmir opinion over here, that you have to do this correction in the back, this tzuras ha-pesach in some way, even if it's less than 10 amos. But then the Ramah brings down Hagah, the Yesh Omrim, there is a more lenient opinion that says, the ein lo din mavui okum, that this back won't have the halachic status of being a bent mavui, a mavui okum, elim ken yesh min ha-pas ad kosel ho-im tzoy, Yoser me eser amos. In this situation, it brings down from the Rosh, the Rabbeinu Yerucham, and the Tor, that you don't need to make a correction over here if from the pas, the 4 amma pas, until the back wall, if it's less than 10 amos, then it doesn't require any sort of a correction. It doesn't have the halachic status of a mavi okum. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Siv Katan Kuf Men Gimel, the Afal Gal Du Mavur Lekamim Besin Shim Samach Dalit, even though we're going to learn in the next Simin, B'Mavi Okum Sh'Osu B'Kimin Ches. If you have exactly like this situation, where the Mavi Okum, the bend, is like the letter Ches, which is what we have over here, Afilu Ein Mi Psichas Akmi Muso. Even though there it's going to say that you do have to make a tikkun in this situation, shani hasim du okum mamish. There it's different because that's actually talking about where it's on a right angle and you have a real bend in the mavoi. Aval hacha over here, yesh lomar shayidei apas nasis kishnei mavos shemuchulokim legamri atzofam. Here it's just because of the pas that we view them as two separate mavois. It's not a real bend. Biatein apas magiad kosel amtsoi. And even though the four arm apas doesn't reach to the back wall, because mokum kivan the ein min asofa pas at kosel shekinek the yosim yeser amos. If you're talking about that there's less than 10 amos from this four arm apas to the back wall, nechshav kipesach. It is halachically viewed just as a doorway between the two mavois, the left mavoi and the right. And it's no different than two mavis that are totally separate from each other, but they have a doorway connecting one to the other. As opposed to Masha Ein Kein Biyosim Yeser Amos, but if it was more than 10 Amos, even though it's in a ches-like structure, you have Shalomar, they have a Pesach. Then you can't say it's a Pesach because it's more than 10 Amos, that's not a Pesach, that's a breach. Therefore, halachically, everybody agrees that if there's more than 10 Amos between the four Amos and the back wall, that you must correct it with a Tzuras HaPesach. Uladina, how do we pass in the Mishnah says, Hiskimu Achronim Do'iko Kiswar Rishona. We technically say that you should be Choshesh over here for this more Machmir opinion. However, he says, look in the Bir Halacha, Ayin in the Bir Halacha, and if you look in the Bir Halacha, Dira Maskul, Yosem Yeser Amos, he brings down from Rekiva Eger, the Ein Lidchos Legamre, the Asarash Babamovoi Ha'okum Kimin Ches. He says, you don't have to totally disregard this more lenient opinion, because the Sphere Lay, the Ein Serk Lasus Tikkun Klau, Biakmi Musan, which says that you don't have to make any sort of a correction if it's less than 10 Amos. And he says, maybe Efshar de Binyonenu, in our situation over here, one could reply upon the opinion of the Ritzbah, which says that you do not need any sort of a correction over here. And one could rely upon the more lenient opinion of the Yesh Omrim over here. So in the Bir Halacha, he gives a more lenient opinion than he paskins clearly in the Mishnah Berurah. Sif Lamed Dalet. The Mechaber writes, Odev Shalasos Tikkun Achil Mavi Shu Rochav Esum Amos. There's another way to go and correct our Mavi that has an opening in the front of 20 Amos. And what should you do here? Shiachik Shte Amos Meakosel. You leave a space of 2 Amos from the left wall, let's say, an open space, and then Viasip Pas Rochav Shalosh Amos. Then you put in a board, a plank that is 3 Amos. So now we've used up 5 Amos from the wall until the middle. And you do the same thing on the other side. Viasip King Gam Bitsarasheni. You have 2 Am of space and 3 Am of wall. So now you've gotten rid of 5 on the left and 5 on the right, and the opening in the front is now 10 amos. V'yishor pesach rochav eser amos, and in this way, you can be matirit with just a korah. And you can see this in diagram in Dirshu footnote number 139, which clearly demonstrates what I just said. You have a 2 open space on each side, then it's filled in with a 3 amma board, so that's 5 amma on the left, 5 amma on the right, and you're left with a 10 amma space in the middle, which now needs to be corrected with a korah or a lechi. The Mechaber tells us before he goes to correcting it with a korah lechi, there are other ways you could do this as well. Or yachik amma v'yasip pas amma mechzo. You could do the same thing in a number of different ways. Have a space of 1 amma and then a board of 1.5 ammas. V'yachik amma, space of 1 amma, v'yasip pas amma mechzo. And have a board of 1.5. So you have 2 boards of 1.5, 2 spaces of 1 each, so that's 2 plus 3 is 5. You do that on the left side and the right side, and it's considered an enclosed 5 amma wall on the left and a closed 5 amma wall on the right with a 10 amma space in the middle, and this will function in the same way that you only have a 10 amma space. And the chen yasa b'tzarasheni, you do this on both sides. Alternatively, you can do it another way. Or yachi shtei amos u'shtei tvachim. You can have the space be 2 ammas and 2 tvachim. And then v'yasa pas shtei amos v'arba tvachim. And then have a board that's 2 amos and 4 tvachim. The 4 tvachim and the 2 tvachim add up to the 5th amma over here. So you have, again, more amma of wall, then you have space over here, and as long as the whole thing is 5 on the left and 5 on the right, you're going to have over here filled in 5 amma on the left, filled in 5 amma on the right, halachically, and a 10 amma space, and that's perfectly good. Or any other way that you can come up with in a mathematical construct over here. And in Sivkot and Kuf Ben Zayin, the Mishnah Berurah tells us what would be such another way. You could just have on one side a 4 amma space, and then make a 6 amma board, and you filled in 1/2 of it over here with 10 ammas of halachic space, bring this down from Rashi, and then the other side is a 10 amma opening, which can be matted with a lechi or a korah. Let's go back now and do the Mishnah Berurah Sivkot and Kuf Mem Hey. Why does this whole process work? Because, in these situations that we gave over here, The standing wall is greater than the space, shebetzido, on the side of it. V'nechshav kisasim, and we view it halachically as being totally enclosed. Ay, v'yaf al gav, v'ba'al mokayim lon, v'poritzk, omei nami shari. Why we do it over here and just say the exact same amount, 2.5 and 2.5, kimavor v'shin samach be sivtes, because here it's different. Shani hocha, do poritzk gam mitan hasheni, because it's open on the other side as well. And when it's exactly the same, so then, v'chon zed, the shavim, when they're both the same, let's say it was 2.5 and 2.5, I'm reading osi avira, the haigisa, or the haigisa mavatale. They need to have the 2.5 space on the left with the 10 amma space on the right, that would nullify the 2.5 board. That's why the board has to be bigger than the space to its left or the space to its right, respectively, on the two sides of the mavi. Sivkot and Kuv Mambav, the Mishnah Berurah says, when we call Mokum Tzorech Lechi Yokora Lahatir Amavi, you again, of course, have to put in the Lechi Yokora to fill in the 10 amma space over here that it's allowed to be now carried within. The low Adif Mishar Mavos Yama, it's no different than any other Shar Mavi. Vinosin HaKorah Rak HaShetach HaEsar Amos. As you can see in the diagram in Dershu footnote number 139, you don't have to have the Korah going from the leftmost wall to the rightmost wall. It's adequate that it just goes and fills in the 10 Amma space, touching from on top of one pass to the other pass. V'chein Kish Osa Lechi, or alternatively, if you made it with a Lechi, Yamid Barosh HaEsar Amos, you put the Lechi in on one of the two sides over here. Because the other spaces over here that don't require lechi or korah, it's because the standing wall, the 3 amma pas, is greater than the 2 amma space. The issue footnote number 141 brings two reasons why this should work over here. He first brings down from the Gon Yaakov that the lechi that you're putting down here has to be in the 10 amma space. And Rabbi Kiva Eger, however, disagrees and says that it will be adequate. It doesn't have to be within the 10 amma space. It could be any place else as well, as long as it's adjacent to the wall. He brings down a third opinion from the Chazon Ish, and then he brings down other opinions that are brought down in the Sefer, Bina Simcha, Ayin, and the rest of this footnote, the issue footnote number 141. The Mechaber sums up what we just said, and he says, Ubovad, you have to be careful in all of these scenarios, Shapasya Yosir ala Avir Shabenu Lekosel, that the pas you're putting in over here has to have to the left, respectively, on the left wall, and to the right, respectively, on towards the right wall. The pas has to be bigger. All the pasim that you have over here have to be bigger than the space in total. Otherwise, the Imlokain, Osi Avir, the Haigisa, Umavatle, because if they're even or greater space than the wall, so then the two spaces are going to go Mimavatle, the wall in between. Furthermore, v'tzarech lizar shlo lishbok pischo rabba v'ayil bezuta. You have to be careful that you then utilize the 10 amma space over here to enter in, and don't enter into the smaller spaces over here. Because if you do that, shim osa kein batol tikkun amavi, then that would nullify the mavi for you over here. Elohim kein osa tzuras hapesach lezuta, unless you made a tzuras hapesach over here on the smaller spaces, and in this way you'd consider this to be fully filled in, and therefore there's only one entranceway. The issue footnote number 143 brings down, this is true even if the majority of the usage is through the larger opening. If any usage is through the smaller openings, it will nullify the larger openings, lechi or korah. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot and Kuf Memches tells us, Avol min astam ein choshin shemayelchu b'kotav yanechenu agadol. We don't have to be concerned about this unless it actually is being used. Normally people will only use the larger one. Shchazaka, we have a rule, ein adam eniach pesach gadol v'nichas b'kotav. Nobody's going to leave the larger one and go through the more narrow, smaller spaces. But if you were to do this, then the Mishnah Berurah Sivkot and Kuf Memches tells us, that would nullify the opening status over here of the gadol that was mitmated with lechi the korah, or batel lechi or korah hamesukan bo v'nimtza mavi zebelo tikkun. That would then ruin it and make it that you have now a mavi without a tikkun. So therefore, we said you have to put the tzuras pesach over the smaller spaces. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot and Kufnun says this doesn't make sense though. He says Ayin l'chedusha Rabbi Kiva Eger shemismeya. He's astonished over here. My mahani b'med the osa tzuras haPesach lezuta achrei shenis batal toras Pesach menagadol. How does it help you that you close off the smaller spaces when you've nullified the lechi or the korah in the larger spaces by having such a smaller space? And therefore he says there's a mistake over here. V'anochin k'mo shekasa b'sefer Tiferes Shmuel. The real answer is over here that this is a mistake at the end of the mechaber. It shouldn't say that you make the tzuras haPesach over here on the zuta on the smaller spaces. Shato sofu v'tzorach l'mal l'ra. You have to make the tzuras pesach on the larger area over here. V'hashta osi shopping. Now it makes sense. Now that you made it into a tzuras pesach, we don't care that it has a lechi or a korah there. Even if you don't use it, it doesn't nullify its existence over here because you have a tzuras pesach. The issue footnote number 144, however, brings down the Chazon Ish, who maintains the girsa that we have, Ayin Shom. Now we go to Sif Lamed Hei in the Mechaber. Pas Zesha Amarnu, this pass that you make over here, that you're using to take off some of the space of the 20 amos. In Sar Shia Pas Echo Sholem. You don't have to actually have a single piece over here. In the situation where we said you have two space and three of pas, Ella Bekona Kona Pachos Mishlosha Sagi. They could be individual posts over here as long as they're within three tvach from each other through the principle of lava, that would work as well. The Pachos Mishlosha Kisholim Domi. As the Mishnah explains in Sif Katan Kuf Nun Aleph, Rotz Lomar Abyao Kain, Ein Shayach Lomar Bazeh. Since because of the principle of love, it's filled in, so then we don't apply over here that some of these vertical posts over here have space to the left and to the right of them that's greater than the vertical post, but since the vertical posts are all within three tvachim of each other, they're considered like a solid wall, and therefore you don't have space to the left and space to the right that is greater than the pas over here, even though it's comprised of multiple vertical posts. Finally, now we conclude with Sif Lamed Vav. The Mechaber writes, Mavu Yishashava Mitocho Umidron. You have a mavi that's flat the whole way through, and then it slants downwards towards the Rishus HaRabim at its open end, which the Ramah means and tells us will be a pirush, makom mushupa, it's slanting downwards into the Rishus HaRabim, and you can see a diagram of this in Dirshu footnote number 145, and we'll see the opposite consideration in a moment, which we're going to see inside in Dirshu footnote number 146. And that is now O Sheshavil Rishus HaRabim Umidron Socho, that the latter part of the Mavui is equal on the same plane as Rishus HaRabim, and it's slanting downwards into the Rishus HaYochid. And the Mishnah explains these cases as follows: If cut in Kufnam Nun Beis, Shoya Karka Mavui Gavoa Me Karka Rishus HaRabim, that the Karka of the Mavui is raised higher than the Rishus HaRabim, Vutzrich L'Shapeya Eitzel Pischo Etzad Rishus HaRabim, and you have to slant downwards from the inner Mavui to get to the same level as Rishus HaRabim, or vice versa. If cut in Kufnun Gimel, Shoya Rishus HaRabim Gavoa Me Karka Mavui, the Rishus HaRabim is higher, Uchnisa Mavui Nami Min HaPesach L'Vdim Gavoa Ki Karka Rishus HaRabim Berochav Amo Chatzi Amo, and there's a difference in height over here, and V'Yachad Kachu Nasim Midron Etzad Dofen Hoem Tzoy. And you're now going to have to go downwards and to get to the same level as the Mavui. So in both of these situations, again, which you can see in Dirshu footnote number 145 and 146 in the diagrams, the Mechaber tells us, Im holech umislakid ma'at ma'at, achi magbia asor mitoch arba amos. If in the span of a distance of four amos, you have gone either up or gone down a total of 10 tfachim, so this is already something we called before and said it's called tel hamislaki. Bi arba amos, hariu kilu zokuf kulo. It's as if you have a vertical post, a wall over there, minotzaruch shum tikkun. It doesn't require any additional correction over here, not a lechi, not a korah, or anything else. Ubazeatel habi kimchitza. And this upgrade or downgrade over here functions as a perfectly solid wall. The Baragola points out over here that whenever talking about tvachim and amos over here, we're talking about the standard six tvachim that make up an amma, albeit sometimes they're slightly wider tvachim and sometimes tighter, more condensed tvachim. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Kufnun Dalet tells us Rosh Lama, Shema Shipua Arka Arba Amos. If over here the slant goes a distance of four amos, or it's Kfar Hug Baha Karka Lamala Asur Tvachim, and the difference between the bottom and the top over here is a difference of 10 Tvachim, so then Hevi Kimchitza, then it functions as a perfectly good wall. Avul Mislakit Asur Mitoch Chamish Amos, but if it takes 5 amos to get that 10 Tefach height, Kiman Delay Sidami, then it's viewed as halachically not there, or Gishar Karka Damia, and it's viewed as if it was a perfectly flat plane over here, the Nicho Tashmishi Lehiluch, it's easy to walk in this area, and therefore you would in fact require a Lechi Rekor in this situation. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot and Kufnun Hei tells us, the also Gova Shebitzad HaPesach Hevi L'Mechitza, when you have the 10 Tfachim over 4 Amos, that functions as a perfectly good wall, Afal Pishu Mishapeh Ba'olich, even though it's on a slant, V'zeu Shemesayim Ramah, that's what the Ramah tells us over here, U'bezeh HaTel V'chuleh, that's functioning over here as a perfectly good wall. Mr. Bursiv Kut and Kufnun Vav tells us, the Imkolo Ir Mukefis tail, if the entire city is surrounded by such a elevation, the Achakach Banu Bobatim, but first they had the elevation and then they subsequently made the houses inside, that doesn't count as a good mechitza. Also, the Lohe Mukaf Ladira, as we learned previously, you have to have the houses first and then Mukaf Ladira. We learned there in great detail. And Ayinshom as well, Sivches over there, Dafilu Banu Mechitzos Gavo Asara Alatel Lomani, and even you subsequently to make additional mechitzas over there, doesn't work because the bottom line is that you have a mechitza there already, subsequently adding onto that doesn't change it. It's not called Mukaf Ladira. However, if the little elevation here is less than 10 Tvachim, the Hishlam Asar Tvachim, and then you add it onto it to make it a total of 10 Tvachim, that would be good. Mahani, the Zehekev have the Mukaf Ladira. This Hekev is considered Mukaf Ladira, the Nasa Achash Nivnoyah, because it's filled up to the 10 Tvachim after the city was built. And this would work even if it was around the entire city that you had originally 10 tefach of elevation, the Shivchos Miatel, B'Shetach Yosef, Miyeser Amos, Barochat, Ashlo Yeh Bagova, Asor Tvachim. So then go make a lowering of this tail for a 10 Amah area, that it should be less than 10 Tvachim, and now fill it in afterwards, the Bazeh Choshuv Kepirtz, so now you have a pierce over there, V'achakach Yashlam Zashir, and now you go filling in a 10 Amah space to fill it up to 10 Tvachim, U'Bazeh Mahani, U'Chileh B'Simashin Nulcheh Sif Beis, Ayin Shom, as we've already discussed. finally, Sivkot and Kufnun Zayin, Im Yesh Sovi V'ir Choritz, likewise, if you have around the city a ditch over here, which is Amok Asar Tvachim, it's deep 10 Tvachim, V'roch HaVarah Tvachim, and it's wide 4 Tvachim, they have Yilchum Mechitza, that also functions as a wall, V'nistam HaChoritz, they offer its rows, and some of it fills in over here with dirt and pebbles. So Im Ein Hastima Ola B'yosu Me'eser Amos, if the filled in area is less than 10 Amos, have a Hari Huke Pesach V'in Osu, then it's considered over here like an opening and not a breach. Abol Me'yosu Me'eser Amos, if it's filled in for more than 10 Amos, it's considered a breach, Hari Huke Pirtza, and that would ruin this wall around it from being considered halachically a wall. With this, we conclude today's shir and Simon Shin Samach Gimel.